Firefall on 105.7 KPMX. 9:38, time to wrap up with a check-in with the Fleming FFA. The Farmers Market, is this right, Randy? It's closed now.
It is.
You have closed. Marketed your last market.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So how'd it go?
Well, and I'm just going to speak for a second about that, but I want to say thank you to Bo Ashburn, our market master for the year. He is retired. I don't know whether it's tired or retired, or he's a senior, so he's moving on. So,
The silk and graduate and move on.
So, Bo, say a few words about the market and what you're going to do and how those volunteer hours have helped you on that application you're trying to finish.
Oh, my. So anyways, overall, I think the things that we've done this year for the market is we've looked a lot with getting new equipment for the market. Unfortunately, we had some very significant delays in getting the equipment. We were going to have a banner that have our hours and some corporate sponsors up on there, and we weren't able to get that up this year. But it should be on its way and should be there for next year, and hopefully have a fall meeting at some point in time, and we'll go over just everything this year we did at the farmers market with our fellow vendors. And aside from that, that's really about all the crazy things in the market. And of course, on the end of the community service hours, it's definitely just a very nice thing to have, because I think right now, I should have maybe looked this up before I went to the radio station, but I believe I have about 80 to 100 hours of community service just for 2 years, which is nothing insane, but it's just a very good number that I can put on a resume. And
especially when it's just one project.
Yeah, when it's one project, and then also, you know, do I have the ability to combine that project with some other projects, because it does, since it's only a Sunday or a Saturday and a Wednesday type of deal, you can totally be doing whatever else you need to be doing as a student and still do the market management. And it just is fits really nicely into my schedule. So on top of everything else I was already doing, I have that. And so it looks like I was like really super busy. And of course it was a commitment, but it was fitting my schedule well. And so it was just a very nice thing to have on the end of community service hours. So
I got to ask, Bo, did you have certain marks you wanted to hit as the market master this year, and did you hit them?
Well, overall, with the market, I wasn't, obviously there's a whole lot of variables that I don't know. And so I didn't make any very specific goals, but we wanted to grow the market from last year.
Right.
Another goal I had for this year is I wanted to make sure that I left the system in a way that'd be easier to manage for the next market master.
Okay. So streamline the process for the next market.
Essentially, streamline the process. That's been the goal this year, because I think overall with the market, the whole name of the game is just going to be steady, controlled growth.
Right.
Obviously, because if we start shrinking, that's going to cause a runaway effect where each vendor is going to be making less, and so then we have less vendors and so on and so forth. But I think the opposite's also true, where if we can just continually be getting more vendors and more people interested in it, I really think it's something that is a very good thing for the entire community. So we just continue slowly growing it, I think the community will respond positively, and it will make a little bit of a positive feedback loop that will turn make it easier to grow and so on and so forth. So I just want to make sure that we're getting that process started and that we're not hindering that process, and see where it's at in 4 years.
Well, job well done. You guys did a great job this year. Now, as we look forward then, and as Bo graduates and moves on, I'm guessing our next guest has something to do with the marketplace.
Well, we have a freshman that says she's going to be the market master. Autumn, who we will formally introduce in a second, is our vice president of the Fleming FFA.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. I do want to say thank you to Bo. He's being way humble. When we sit down and calculate those hours, they're probably double what he shared. So he's done a fantastic job. The market has grown. He has accomplished any goals that he had in his head. And I want to say thank you to the vendors and the customers. And with that, the market is done.
All right.
Now we're going to turn to Miss Autumn Volkman.
Autumn.
a junior, and she's our vice president, and she has some things to share, Andy.
All right. Well, Autumn, thanks for taking time out of your busy day. I know there's no school today. It's still a busy day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I'm just really excited about this year because, obviously, FFA has always been a big part of my life, and especially in a small community. And right now, our ag teacher, Miss Heiss, and a few of the students, they're at National Convention, which is a very big deal. I went last year, and it's really fun. And there's supposed to be about 70,000 kids this year in Indy.
Wow.
And it's just, FFA is so great because, like, you get to meet people that you don't think you'd get along with. And then they end up being, like, lifelong friends. So it's just really fun. And, yeah, a national convention is definitely a really good trip to go on. It teaches you a lot of leadership skills, and it's just fun in general. So
you're a sophomore or junior this
I'm
year?
I'm a junior.
So you'll be a senior next year?
Yes.
All right. What are your goals through FFA for next year?
Well, next year, because our president is a senior this year, so I hope to be our chapter president next year. Right now, I am a district FFA officer. I'm only a chapter representative, so next year I hope to get a higher office.
Gotcha.
And I just hope to kind of make our program bigger, because it's definitely grown with our new ag teacher a lot more than it was in the past few years, but I just want to make it grow even more, because I really care about FFA, and I know a lot of other people at my school do, and like in our small community. And agriculture is definitely the backbone of America, and I just like using FFA to remind people of that, because it's just very important to know. So,
to me, the beauty of FFA, especially in an area like this, is it's driven by agriculture, but it opens up so many other opportunities for people whose families aren't in agriculture.
Yes.
Townies, I like to call them, whose families don't have anything to do with production ag, except in the way we all have something to do with production ag. But the point is that once you have such a strong chapter like that, you're able to do outreach and to grow and to meet different people and to incorporate new ideas.
Yes, exactly. Like, if I weren't an FFA, I probably wouldn't even be here today. So it's really...
You think?
Yeah. Well, maybe. I'm pretty popular, but... I might have been here, but who knows? This just gave me, FFA gave me a head start. We'll just say that.
It's awesome. Apparently, it has done nothing to diminish your public speaking skills.
So. No, it has helped, definitely. When I was a freshman, I participated in the Creed contest.
Yep.
I got second in my chapter, and I got second at districts.
Oh, nice.
One of my classmates, she actually got first at districts, and she made it to state, and she was a state runner-up. So Ooh. She almost made it to nationals for... the Creed speaking, so that's cool. Really cool. And we have a lot of events planned, and I'm super excited about them. Like, we have our chapter Oyster Fry coming up in, like, 2 weeks. I think it's November 7th. But we have a thing going on where, depending on how much money we raise, someone's going to get slimed. So depending on the office you're in, so hopefully the money gets higher than the office I'm in.
So the more money that's raised, the higher the office of the person getting slimed.
Yes, so it starts with our Sentinel, and then it goes all the way up to Mr. Staley, actually, Randy Staley. So
all the way up to advisor status.
Yes, so it goes, the highest one is Mr. Staley, and then it's our advisor under him. But, yeah, so that'll be pretty fun. And that's the first year we've done that. But last year...
Is this
year,
news to you, Randy?
I'm well aware. And they asked politely. I'm not sure whether it's because I'm loved or hated. That the emotion is very close.
Okay. There's a fine line.
It's definitely both.
Okay. awesome stuff. Fundraisers coming up, including the Slime Mr. Staley is what I'm calling it, fundraiser.
Yes.
Boy, howdy. What else you got coming up, Autumn?
Well, we just have a lot of events that we put on our POA. We actually went up to Estes Park this previous summer, and our officer team went up there, and we just planned all the events we wanted to host this year. We definitely planned a lot more than we have in the past years with our new ag teacher, and it's definitely a change, but it's really exciting because even though it's a lot of work for us officers, it just helps us know that, like, it is going to a good place, and we are raising a lot more money for our chapter than we have in the past years, and it's just going to help our program grow more and more. But that was really fun because it wasn't just a trip to plan our POA. It was more like a bonding trip since, like, we were all new officers. Well, not all of us were new officers, but a lot of us, like a lot of our freshmen from last year, they came up, they're sophomores this year, but they were new to the program. And so it was kind of nice for us upperclassmen who are already officers to, like, help them and show them how to be an officer, basically. And it was just kind of a fun trip to get us to bond more and become more of a team and a family.
Awesome stuff. You guys are off to a great start, but FFA will do that to you, from what I understand.
Yes, it will.
Autumn Volkman and Bo Ashburn, Randy Staley's guests this morning. And it looks like in the future, more and more is going to be handed over to the students when it comes to talking Fleming FFA. Am I right?
That is correct. That's where we're leading this. Miss Heiss would be here today, but she could be landing in Indianapolis about now,
right.
or in the air.
Right. So we don't want to take away from that experience.
No.
All right. Well, guys, keep up the good work. Thanks for coming in, and what a wonderful, another wonderful year with the Farmers Market. Did you guys cover everything that you were going to talk about? Awesome
and
stuff.
And again, thank you to Bo. What a great year. Okay.
We'll see you again.